we do have our guest, Wayne County Sheriff Raphael Washington. Sir, it is always a pleasure to see you here or anywhere else.
Always a pleasure to see you, Paul. Good to see you.
Everything is good. We were just talking about boats, these big ships out there.
I saw them out there this when I woke up this morning. I was surprised to see them.
It's pretty exciting.
Yes.
And you've got the responsibility of protecting the lives and property of Wayne County citizens, objectively enforcing local and state laws, and that includes county parks, courts, jails, and the Marine Division you've got.
Absolutely.
And the recent launch of the 2023 boating season.
That is correct. We've stood out in front of our new our docks, and our Marine unit personnel were there, and we're just encouraging people to have a great time this summer and on the boats. But when you're having a great time, you have to be careful as well. So we did that, and we hope we have a good season.
There are rules for the road, and there are rules for the waterways.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they're pretty similar.
They're pretty similar, a little different. But, yeah, you get a chance to have some drinks while you're on the boat and while you're out in the water, but and it's legal. But we ask people to do that responsibly.
Right.
Yes.
And if you can find somebody who isn't drinking to drive, that's the better.
That's even better. Absolutely.
New criminal justice complex scheduled to open later this year.
Coming up. Hopefully we'll be in there sometime around November. We're very excited about that, Paul. We were looking for that to go in there and boost the morale for our staff members, our officers, our deputies. You know, being in a state-of-the-art facility, if we have to be in the jail business, we want to be able to have a jail where our staff can boost morale. We're not in 100-year-old jails anymore once we get in there where, you know, things break down all the time.
True for everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Your surroundings affect the way you do your job.
Absolutely, frankly. Absolutely.
And we need you all to do your job well because it's an important job for sure.
It is.
We have this the weekend coming up. Bud Denker's been up for hours and Mike Montry. Of course, we're talking about the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear.
Yes.
It all starts, well, it's been going on now for a while, but it starts officially tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll be trackside for the broadcast. And you are also all about Grand Prix safety.
Absolutely.
This weekend.
Absolutely. We're asking people as they come into downtown that they be responsible, that they be careful, that they watch their surroundings, and that they have a good time at the Grand Prix. We're really excited about it being back downtown, and so I think it's a good deal. It's a good move, and it's going to bring a lot of people downtown, a lot of people looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be down there. Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It really is.
And when we get big crowds together, we just remind everybody, bring your patience.
Yes.
And your manners.
And your manners. Follow the rules, follow the instructions, follow the parking that's been designated for them, and I think everybody will be fine.
I think so, too.
Yes.
Tell me about the partnership with the Detroit Police Department addressing the quality of life issues.
Yeah, so I talked with Chief White of Detroit Police Department, and we decided that we'd work together. I always say we're stronger together in law enforcement. All of us kind of low on our staffing, the levels that we'd like to be higher. But since we're not, we work together. And I'm dealing with quality of life issues along with his neighborhood police officers and taking care of those things that law-abiding citizens want to see. They want to have their community sustained. They want the loiterers that may be in front of stores adding an intimidation factor to the community, maybe those that are drag racing and drifting in the community, things that the Detroit Police Department want to address. But, you know, you have a big city, sometimes you have big crimes, and they have to deal with that. So we deal with the little things that sustain the quality of life for those law-abiding citizens.
No higher calling than to work in a professional position with people like yourself, Sheriff.
Thank you.
You're hiring. SheriffConnect.com/join, SheriffConnect.com/join, and what a great position it would be working with Wayne County Sheriff Raphael Washington.
Correct.
Sir,
thank you.
Always a pleasure.
We have jobs. We want to let people know. We have jobs. Come see us.
And they're good jobs.
Excellent jobs. Law enforcement. Noble profession.
Very noble.
Thank you,
Sheriff.
Thank you so much.
Nice to have you up here.
Thank you, Paul.
The Mackinac Policy Conference, which is where we're broadcasting live from the parlor of Grand Hotel on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.